What we're talking about tonight, reaching out to people. In your Bible, in Proverbs 11:31 or 30, the fruit of the righteous, listen to this, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. You hear that? The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, that we might bear the fruit that would live for all eternity, that someone might come to know Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the scripture that it says, he who wins souls is wise. Lord, may we reach this lake area and the lost people in our town, in our county, for Jesus Christ. Give us the desire, the outreach, and the means to turn things around where we live. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Week after week, we see God using our people, carrying out the Great Commission, and yet we see so many times that we're not fulfilling our responsibility as Christians, and we need to do some things. We need to know some things. In this verse of Scripture, it says, he who wins souls is wise. That gives us a responsibility, folks. As Christians, we have a responsibility. I don't know if you witnessed to anybody this week or just talked to them about Jesus Christ this week, but that's our responsibility. When we come back next week, when we say, who wants to give a testimony? We ought to have someone say, you know, I witnessed to someone this week. I shared the gospel message with someone this week, and either they rejected it or accepted it. You know, it doesn't matter. That's up to God. Our responsibility is to share the message. And if you've done that, you know, I didn't see that for a long time until we went to Africa. And we went to Africa in 2000. The man who we went with, we sat down in a room, and he prepared us for what we were going to face the next day as we went out. And he said, listen, remember, and, you know, we're a lot of us are members, a lot of us are preachers, or youth directors or whatever. But he says, remember, it's not your responsibility to win everybody you see. It's just your responsibility to share the gospel with them and let the Lord do his work in their life. So responsibility, I thought about it, responsibility comes with from knowledge. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. A workman what? That needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We've got us a responsibility as a workman of God to rightly tell people about Jesus Christ. Now, as I thought about it, I think in our churches we find two kinds of people in our churches today. Those who know nothing at all about the word of God. There's people in our church today, absolutely, that they know nothing about the Word of God. All they know is they have been in church half their life, and yet nothing really has sunk in. They don't understand about the responsibility that they have. And then there's those who know about the Word of God, but are not practicing the Word of God. There's those who know that we have a responsibility. There's those who know that there's lost people in the world, but yet they're not telling people about Jesus Christ. I've known guys that could argue about the dispensationalism and tell you all kinds of things. It was over my head sometimes. I'm thinking, man, you know, if you hit a lost person with this, they never would understand about coming to Jesus Christ. There's those who are Rhodes Scholars who can speak Greek fluently, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But there's those who know all of these things, and they can define the theological terms, and they have a lot of degrees, but they've never shared the Word of God. They've never took the responsibility to show someone about Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that if you want to be wise, you're out there winning souls. There's those who are knocking on the doors. There's those who are telling about Jesus Christ. That's one thing I liked about some of the guys that I've met, like Adrian Rogers, on a plane, sitting on the plane, telling somebody, sitting there explaining somebody about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The man can preach heaven down. You've heard Adrian Rogers, you've heard his talking, and yet you would think, well, does he put into practice what he preaches? I've seen him in the airports, I've seen him on the planes, sharing the gospel message with someone, letting them know about Jesus Christ. In order to worship him, we've got to know about him, don't we? So the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. You've got to know the Word of God to do his will. And we have to come to know what his will is in our life. There's people that don't know the will of God for their life. I thank God we have a testimony. I've sit here time and time again telling you that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Have you ever heard that? Amen. If you hadn't heard that, you haven't been listening. But I said over and over, God has a plan for your life. You need to find out what that plan is. And it may not come just like that, but if you continue to follow God's leadership, you'll understand that God is guiding you. God is directing your life. And if you will look into the Word of God and follow God's leadership, you'll find out what His will is for your life. And you can see how God has been using you. If the knowledge is only to show how smart we are, then we're not using it for the right purpose. Friends, the knowledge that we have in Christ ought to make us aware that we need to accept our responsibility for what God calls us to do. Yes, we have a responsibility to try to get into our schools. And man, we've got a good school system here, a good superintendent here. He will let you come in and do things like this and share with the teachers and, you know, welcome. He sets up on the stage. We have a baccalaureate here every year. And he set up there this year and said, Brother Jones, what you going to do this year for school or something like that? Whatever you want to do, it's available, you see. A lot of places the doors are closed, but not here. Every once in a while, we hear about a man or a woman or someone that's put into prison and falsely accused. Not long ago, I believe it was somewhere over in, well, I don't want to get the state wrong, but it was over in Tennessee or Alabama, one of those southern states, a man was put in prison. He spent 10 years in prison for a crime that he had not done. He had said he was innocent from the beginning, but 10 years. And the guy before he died was in the prison, confessed to the crime, and said, I did that crime. He had laughed about it. He had made fun about it. The guy, innocent guy, having to stay 10 years of his life in there for something he had done. Now, we look at that guy and say, that was an awful, cruel guy, wasn't it? To let an innocent man spend 10 years of his life in a prison. But before we point our fingers out, we need to realize we are as guilty as that man. Because we have, in our lives, suppressed the truth. We know about Jesus Christ. We know that if we don't tell them about Jesus Christ, they're going to be in bondage. They're going to spend their lives in a life of sin, and they're going to end up in a place called hell. And we have suppressed the truth. We're no different from that man that suppressed the truth for that innocent guy. Folks, that I see in many a person that is doing exactly that. That's what many Christians are doing. Tomorrow you'll pick up the newspaper, and you'll read a few names. You may even know someone that the Lord has told you to go see, and yet you said, well, I'm going to go wait. I'll go over there sooner or later. And first thing you know, you're going to wake up, you're going to pick up the newspaper, and you're going to see where that man has passed away or that woman has died. And you are as guilty for your silence, not sharing with them. They will spend an eternity in a Christless way because we suppress the truth. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. A workman, someone to spread the good news, someone to do what's right. 2 Corinthians 5, Paul says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we constantly persuade men, knowing that God is a holy God, knowing that God is a just God, knowing that one day if someone doesn't trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they will spend an eternity in a devil's hell. And Paul says, knowing that, we are constantly persuading men to come to Jesus Christ. That's what we need to do in our lives, constantly. Our knowledge that we have makes us responsible, and we stand without excuse before God if we do not share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you doing that? Have you won anybody this year? Over and over I've asked you that. Are you doing what God has asked you to do? Whether we always come up with excuses that, preacher, I just don't know how. We need to learn how. How long have you been a Christian? Oh, I've been serving God all my life. Well, it's time that we put to use what we know. Whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're at Walmart doing some shopping, somebody comes up, you befriend them or talk to them, you ought to at least share the gospel message. You ought to at least talk about what they do on Sunday and if they go to church, and if not, why not? You see, a God that loves us so much and gives us so much, we have a responsibility. And then from the responsibility comes the blessings of God. Psalms 107 verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Think for a moment. You don't have to think very long. What disease is probably the cruelest disease out there? What? Cancer? Okay, anybody else? Alzheimer's? Okay, that's a cruel disease, isn't it? You know someone like that? I know someone with cancer. I know someone with Alzheimer's. They're very cruel. What if I found a cure for it? What if I found a cure for cancer? What if I found a cure for Alzheimer's disease? But I decide, I'm not going to tell anybody because I haven't been offered enough money for it. Wouldn't that be bad? To have the answer. Well, let me ask you something. I've heard this over and over. Preacher, that's what we pay the ministers for. Isn't that silly? Think of that reasoning. If I offered you $5 an hour or $10 an hour to go out there, would you go? Would it cost you? It's the same as saying, I won't go until I get enough money for it. You see, it's our responsibility. And we need, if we've got the truth, we've got the answer for the cure of sin, we do. His name is Jesus Christ. We ought to share Jesus Christ with everyone we come in contact with, you see. The truth is, Christians who witness only because they're getting something out of it, or worse than that guy holding back the cure for cancer or Alzheimer's. You see, if we've got the answer to the problem of sin, and I believe we do, I believe it's right here in the Word of God, and yet you never share the Word of God, what's wrong with you? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You want to go through life, going to church all your life, and never being wise enough to share the truth? You see, because God has so richly blessed our lives. Man, heard a beautiful testimony about how God has blessed Bucky and his son, how God has blessed Carol, her family, how God has blessed his church with all these blessings. Shouldn't we share the message of the gospel so that people will not suffer for all eternity? And when we send missionaries out and we send them to Africa and we send them to different places, well, Joe Marr's going to be here Wednesday night, man. We're going to take up a love offering for him. I'll let you know up front. Now, if you don't want to come, something's wrong with you. If you don't want to give, something's wrong with you, really. It's not how much you give. You may not have none to give, maybe just a quarter or a dime or whatever. But let me tell you something. Everything goes to God. And when you go over there and he reaches someone for Christ, hey, you had a part in it. You see, God's going to bless this church for it. You know, they tell me when a honeybee, a lover might be able to tell me this, he's in the honey business, finds a harvest where they can find a lot of honey, he flies off and shares that with the other bees so they can work together. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just what I've been told. Remember the story of the four lepers in Samaria? They go out, they find plenty of food and riches, and they're wealthy. And in Samaria, they're starving to death because the enemy has camped around about them, and the enemy has fled, and they don't know it, but these four lepers venture out because if they don't go out there, they're going to die. And if they go out there, they might die. But just presuppose they may feed them and take care of them and give them some food because they are lepers. They're not going to bother anybody. And if they do kill them, they're going to die a terrible death anyhow. And they go out there and they find all the food they want. And you know what they say? We do not well if we sit here with all the blessings that God has blessed us with and don't share it with the people that are starving inside the city. Now, those people inside of the city wouldn't give them nothing because they were lepers. They didn't have nothing to give them, really, to throw over the wall but the dove's dung and stuff like that. But they decided, well, you know, it doesn't really matter if they would do, we were getting anything. You know, it doesn't say it in the Bible, but I just understand that, you know, these guys had a conscience about them, and they said, listen, we do not well if we sit here while people are starving to death. We've got to go back and tell them. And folks, it's the same deal. We're not doing well if we're not spreading the gospel everywhere we go. Man, Paul said, I am a debtor. I owe Christ. He saved, he changed my life, and I must tell people about Jesus Christ. He said, herein is my Father glorified, that I bear much fruit, or that you bear much fruit. Folks, it's all for the glory of God, you see. And with responsibility comes knowledge, And with knowledge comes a responsibility, and responsibility comes a commission. In Matthew 28, 18, Jesus says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and the earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." You see, we have a responsibility to command of God. God commanded every Christian to be a soul winner. Not just a pastor, not just a music director, a staff person, not those people, but every born-again believer is to be a witness for Christ, is to be a soul winner. Now, I ask myself, well, do you really think Christ means that? Well, do you think he... I just heard one little measly amen. Do you really think that Christ means what he says in the Bible? Amen. I'm glad you believe that. Folks, if you don't believe that, we've got a problem. We got a real problem if you don't believe what the Bible says. Then if we believe that, why aren't we going? You see? Why aren't we teaching? Why aren't we making disciples? You know, I like to watch army shows. Suppose an army soldier gets an order to move out, go out there and fight the enemy, and he goes up to his captain or lieutenant or whatever they might be, and he says, "You know, I don't think I want to do that. I think I'll just sit here." He would find himself in big trouble, wouldn't he? Well, we've got orders from the commander-in-chief, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord of lords, King of kings, ruler, creator of everything. And a lot of Christians are going to find themselves one day in big trouble. You see, he doesn't give us a choice. He says, go. That's a command. It's not if you want to or if you feel like it today, you can witness for me. No, he says, I want you to witness for me. Well, Lord, I'm just not that bold. Do you believe what the Bible says? You've got his strength. Well, I don't feel like it. It's not about feelings. It's about being obedient. And the moment we are obedient, then you'll get his power. You're not going to get the power if you're sitting at home doing nothing. You don't need the power. But when the Holy Spirit, you decide to do what God's command says, I'm going in the name of the Lord, I'm going to knock on a door and I'm going to share Jesus Christ. Or I'm going to, Lord, give me strength. Brother Perry said this morning, and brother, we've all done that. Go to the door and go. I was guilty this morning when he said that. I thought, man, quit that. You're messing with me now. You know, you don't want to talk to that guy, so you knock lightly on the door. No, you got to have a holy boldness. Knock on that door. It tells the people inside, hey, somebody's out there. They want to talk bad. Folks, a lot of Christians are going to find themselves in a lot of embarrassing moments. You won't lose your salvation. Oh, but the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. You're going to lose the blessings that God wants to give you. R.A. Torrey, I like to read his books, said this, "I would like to ask what right any man has to call himself a follower of Christ if he isn't a soul winner." Think about that. What right do you have to call yourself a disciple or a follower of Jesus if you're not a soul winner? God has told us to go. And that commission gives us a responsibility in life. this week, go. And as you go, share the gospel. Tell somebody about Jesus, what he means to you. You see, that's your testimony. You just tell them what Christ means to you. And if you're doing that, that light will shine upon their life. I'll guarantee you, they'll want what you have. If they don't, you've shared anyhow. And you've done what Christ said. He said, go. Leave everything else up to me. You just go tell about me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your blessings. Lord, if there's someone here that's not doing what they ought to do, not living the way that they ought to live, Lord, may they just confess it before you, get their life right with you, that they might live for you. If there's someone here lost tonight, Lord, may they come to trust you as Lord and Savior. Lord, whatever decision needs to be made, we leave it up to you to make those decisions in our lives tonight. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.